This is John Batchelor, a conversation with colleague Chris Riegel of Scholar.com about a new force in AI, HBM, high bandwidth memory, manufactured as memory chips by a company called SK Hynix, Incheon, South Korea, putting a plant in Indiana to finish the product of HBM. What is HBM? It's stacking of memory chips without overheating. It's what the high-end NVIDIA's Motherwell and other chips coming require. There's such a thing as a memory wall. It's all new language to me. Chris Riegel guides me through it, and here he speaks to the question of the PRC borrowing, stealing, purloining the patents, the way to make HBM memory chips that are the next phase of AI expansion. Chris has some trenchant things to say about security in not only the People's Republic of China, but also Korea. And still, the machines that make the memory chips, they are very secure for now. Here's Chris to describe where we are in the conflict, the race between bigger and bigger AI factories, one in China, one in the U.S., part of it in Europe, part of it in Taiwan. More of this tonight.
Absolutely, John. Historically, the Chinese do not respect intellectual property rights. The Koreans are not much better about that in their companies. That being said, you now have kind of further internal competition within Korea around between Samsung and Hynix. But the big blocker back to the Chinese, even if you steal the designs, having the right equipment, the newest and biggest machines from ASML to do deep ultraviolet lithography are required, and those key tools have been banned from China for several years. So even if you steal the designs, you can't make what you've stolen.